What would you do to heat water when there were power outages in South Africa?
We would use gas to heat the water when the power outages happened.
Would you use this method to make your coffee?
Yeah, we would use gas bottles to heat the water. People didn't watch for calories, they just eat what they grew. It was back when I lived on the farm where we grew the food from scratch. That was before they put all this crap and chemicals in the food. We grown fruit have more flavor. The fruit here receive more water from the rain than in South Africa. Rainwater dilutes the taste of the fruit, and so you need to keep the fruit sheltered from the water and control how much water they receive.
What is your perspective of the resource use and control in the UK?
Well, the people here don't seem to really worry about the resources. They think, you know, it will always be there sort of thing. It's just that you've got to watch your electrical and water bill when it comes and see, make sure you don't use too much.
What do you think about sustainability being reached by means of efficiently using resources by means of rationing?
At the moment, we have water restrictions in South Africa because we've had very little rain, so the dams have run dry, so our water is running out, so we're not allowed to water our gardens only at certain times, and we've got to be very careful with our water usage. I must answer the...
Do you believe that the consciousness of resources and the cost of using these resources would enable citizens to more efficiently use their resources?
Yes, in South Africa we live knowing that our resources are limited and control the amount we have to prevent resources from running out. Doing so leads up to adapt to reduce the use of resources needed in our lives.
What would you do if the resources necessary for completing a task in your lifestyle?
We would find alternative methods to complete tasks either by...
Stop it. What would you do if the resources necessary for completing a task in your lifestyle was not available?
We would find alternative method to complete tasks either by using gas or by using generators run by with petrol or diesel.
Would you use this knowledge to pass on methods of sustainability to your children to prepare them for when they have a crisis?
Yes, I would, most definitely.
Can you tell me a story of life in sustainability from your past and a method passed on to you when you were younger?
When I lived on the farm, my father would teach me how to lead us to grow our own food. For instance, my father was a potato farmer.
Can you tell me a story of life in sustainability from your past and a method passed on to you?
When I lived on the farm, my father would teach me how to lead us to grow our own food. For instance, my father was a potato farmer, so I learned how to grow potatoes. We grew our own carrots, cabbages, tomatoes, and all our own vegetables. And we had fruit trees on the farm, so we had our own fruit. We had cows, so we had our own milk, and we made our own butter. My mother made her own bread. My dad had beehives, so we had our own honey.
Do you feel that these methods you applied to reach your goal of sustainability through rationing and efficient use of resources by cooperating with family, friends, or neighbors allowed you to take an independent approach from the government and give yourself the power through knowledge and tools to sustain yourself?
Yes, I would.